Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming problem. Well, on this week's problem, as Tierlon announced a $126 million investment for a state-of-the-art whey protein facility at Ballyragget on Friday last, I talked to Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden, as well as Aoife Murphy, Chief Ingredients Officer at Tierlon. We'll also hear how Flav and Kilmac are looking for organic oat growers for the 2026 season, and indeed the opportunities it gives tillage farmers in the region. Plus, I'll preview next week's Chagas National Dairy Conference in Clonmel. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, on Friday last, Tierlon announced the investment of $126 million in a whey protein facility. And the announcement of this new facility, Minister Martin Hayden, first of all, a huge shot in the arm for the Irish dairy industry. And at a time when milk prices are starting to turn, an added value facility like this is a welcome boost.
Absolutely. And it's what we've always done in the agriculture sector, is try and future-proof this sector for primary producers and everyone who works in the agri-food sector. So this investment is about being very forward-looking, looking at where the opportunities are. As I set out in my 10-year strategy in the Department of Agriculture, Food Vision 2030, it's all about the value-added piece. Ireland being at the heart of sustainable food systems and being a world leader in that space. So this value-added piece is a key part of this.
And now here in Tierlon, Ireland, we'll be supplying the product to the PLC.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a great example. Sometimes as farmers, we're hard on ourselves and we focus on problems rather than solutions. But sometimes we just take stock and look and see how much science and innovation we've adopted. And our farmers have been champions of that. And our food industry have been champions of that too. This is a really brave investment by Tierlon, but it's absolutely a smart one. Benefit for everyone along the supply chain.
The nitrous derogation last time I spoke, you mentioned how came in as minister, this is a key one for you.
Yeah, derogation has always been a key priority for me because it's more than just about 7,000 derogation farmers. If you're a tillage farmer next door to a derogation farmer renting land, you're very afraid what happens to him or her and the amount of intensity that they can farm at. So from that perspective, our engagements and the process continues. Had very detailed engagement over the course of the year. I've met with Commissioner Loughlin on a number of occasions in Brussels. I invited her to Ireland, which she accepted last week. That was a very positive engagement, and it was an opportunity for her to tease out in more detail with her official than herself some key points around the need for generation renewal supports and the need for certainty for our derogation farmers and how it's so important to young farmers. So from that perspective, the process continues. I'm out in Brussels again on Monday at the Agri-Fish Council, and I continue to engage with other member states and colleagues.
Finally, the impact of the farm visit, seeing it firsthand, the grass-based system here, how big an impact did they have on the commission?
It absolutely has an impact. And the Durkin family, she was really, really impressed by what she saw, just as she was by the science and the presentations up in Chagas Ashtown around everything we're doing around the country to improve water quality, if I continue to produce top quality food that's trusted at home and abroad. So look, we continue. They're well aware of those stories, but I'm really clear here with her, and I've been clear with her officials. We need a solution here that's workable and practical for our farmers.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, a big announcement last week when Tierlon announced an investment of $126 million in a new whey protein facility at Ballyragget. And to discuss this very exciting news, I got a chance to talk to Aoife Murphy. She's Chief Ingredients Officer at Tierlon. First of all, huge day for the company.
A real milestone day for us. We have made huge investments in our processing facilities over the last 10, 15 years. But today is our largest investment, and in fact, the largest investment by a dairy processor in added value. So today we're announcing an expansion of our whey protein facility. We're going to double the size of our whey capacity here on our Ballyragget site. But not only that, we're introducing new variants of whey as well. And look, whey is the buzzword everywhere. Protein is the buzzword. Consumers and everyday consumers want to put whey into their products. So what we're doing here is we're increasing the volume that we're producing, but we're also getting new ways that people can consume. One of the really exciting innovations that we have is a clear whey. So generally when people consume whey, it's in that kind of milky type beverage. What we have developed here with our wonderful R&D team is a product that can be added to water and it would remain clear. So it will be light and refreshing.
It's an amazing story because for a long time, whey was a waste product and is given to pigs and paying people to draw it away. I remember Siobhan Talbot mentioning it. This is not a fad. This is here to stay. And my God, has it become such a huge industry?
No longer is whey something that bodybuilders are taking. Now everybody is looking at how they can put whey into their diet or protein into their diet as well. And it is about getting those new and imaginative ways of doing it. It is incredible to think that whey was that byproduct product, as you said, given to pigs. But that's a testament to the innovation. And Glanbia and Tierlon have been at the forefront of that innovation as well in developing those processes.
Now, obviously, Glanbia, very much the international company. I know Tierlon now has separated as such, but still very much part, one of the biggest shareholders in Glanbia. But that whole exciting project that Glanbia started off 10, 15 years ago, now Tierlon are literally doing likewise here in Ireland, which was happening in the United States.
Yeah, we work very closely. Glanbia, in the form of Optimum Nutrition, is a key strategic customer of ours as well. And in that as well, we work with them to say, what do they need for their consumers as well? So we're very much part of the journey with them as well, and value them as a very much a strategic customer for us.
Now, in your press release, you say it'll be water neutral and carbon efficient. That's hugely important now.
An awful lot of thought in engineering and design, and a credit to our engineering team here as well, to make sure that this was going to be neutral as well. We wanted to ensure that we were doing the best by the environment, by everything that is around us here. And there's great technology that has gone into not just the production of the product, but also into that engineering, to make sure that we're utilising the valuable resources.
And at a time when commodity products, be it powder and butters, are suffering in markets, this is a huge fillip for Tierlon and for the co-op, and indeed a timely boost.
It is. And this is, as I said, about value add. Commodity cycles will go through their ups and downs, and that is the nature of a commodity. But what we want to do for our suppliers, which is hugely important, is where can we add value to the vital products that they produce? I mentioned earlier today when I was presenting this, one of the variants that we are producing is under our flagship Truly Grass Fed. We produce ingredients that we sell to customers, particularly in the United States, under the brand Truly Grass Fed. And this is where these customers pay a premium for our product, where they value the Irish family farms and the 95% grass fed. That's really unique to us in Ireland, and it is a key differentiator for us in the marketplace.
And how big a player is that, to be able to say it first of all and then being able to prove it? How big a deal is it?
It is one thing to say it. The biggest thing is proving it as well. And we were the first company to come out with a verified standard in behind that. There's no point saying it and then kind of people saying, really, how is that? So what we have, which is really important, is the Bord Bíeg ESTAS. And this is where it is backed up from. It is not Tierlon saying it. There's audits on our farm every 18 months. And this is where the data is collected. Okay. And that's hugely important for the consumer as well, that this is a verified 95% grass fed.
Obviously, at the time when milk prices are struggling, as I said, the commodity prices, it's a real shot in the arm. As regards this new 126 million facility, what's the timeline here and when do you hope to be open here in Ballyraggit?
So we're putting pressure on our engineering team now on that. So it is designed to be opened in quarter two 2027. So work has already begun on site here as well. This is an extension to the facility that we have. So this is something we have done already as well. And we'll be putting even more pressure on the guys as well, because if we could have it now, we would take it and sell it now.
Aoife Murphy, Chief Ingredients Officer at Tierlon. Listen, fantastic news. 126 million whey protein facility here on Ballyraggit. Can't wait for 2027. Thanks for Doctor.
My pleasure, Kieran.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of FarmView. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. And as I say every week, we're so lucky here in Waterford to have a huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan foods available every week across Waterford City and County. Saturday morning we have Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. We have Strably Farmers Market running from 9 till 1. Also Waterford Farmers Market in John Roberts Square. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square runs from 9 till 2. While on Fridays, we've Waterford Country Markets, St. Olaf's Hall running from 9 till 2. Also on Friday mornings, we've Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club and Abbeyside, again running from 9 until 2. Busy time on our livestock mart, particularly at Waterford Ross Mart this Saturday. In conjunction with the normal cattle and calf sale this Saturday, Waterford Ross Mart have a special entry of 10 in-calf limousine heifers in calf to Aberdeen Angus due in March. Sale time is 10:30 this Saturday morning. Next weaning sale of Waterford Ross Mart is on Monday next at 5:30, with again entries now being taken. And 2 days Gates for your diary. Richie was on to tell us Saturday the 29th they'll hold a TB restricted sale with 40 Aberdeen Angus bullocks feedlot buyers only, while Saturday the 6th of December they're holding their annual winter fat stock sale. Again, entries now being taken. While Dungarvan Mart General Cattle and Calf Sale as usual on Monday next from 11 at Dungarvan Mart. Turning to our point to point front, this Saturday we've United Hunts point to point at Boulter and Talla, while on Sunday we've Wexford Hunts point to point at Kilnick in Wexford. Also on Sunday we've Stonehold's point to point at Askeaton in County Limerick. Now the big event next week for dairy farmers, the Chagas National Dairy Conference, will take place in the Talbot Hotel in Clonmel on Wednesday next the 26th. This year's theme is Pathways to Progress, and I'll preview it in part two of our programme. And finally, Michael Dalton was on to remind me that a very important fundraising tractor run, the Jigs and the Wheels tractor run, all in aid of Sham Ryan's recovery. Sham is of course recovering from a very serious injury that he had on farm. It's on Saturday the 20th of December in Modeligo from 12 noon. Tractors and bikes are also welcome. There'll be a huge monster auction will take place in Dickie's Modeligo following the run. Again, we'll have more details on next week's programme, but put the date in your diary, Saturday the 20th of December, Jigs and the Wheels tractor run, all in aid of Sham Ryan's recovery.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, Flahavans of Kilmac, of course, generations involved in the oat business, and Flahavans of Kilmac are now looking and urgently looking for some organic growers. It's been part and parcel of the business development over the years, and joining us on the line is a very happy man indeed. He's Johnny Flahavan of the Flahavan family in Kilmac, Thomas. Johnny, thanks for taking our call.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
Johnny, this whole area of organics, and you've been involved in it for a number of years now, but you must be delighted the way it has grown, and now you're currently looking for more growers.
Yeah, look, we've been really pleased with it now. Over the last number of years, we've had really good success with the growth in both our sales of organics, but also the recruitment of organic growers. So for us, it's been a bit of a twofold benefit that we've been able to develop an on-island supply and equally develop what is for us quite a big part of our export market, that we're able to sell quite a lot of organic Irish oats overseas.
As regards the organics, Johnny, is it mainly for export that the demand is, or is there a good demand in Ireland for organic oats?
There's a modest demand in Ireland, but our experience has been that it's the overseas market has been the growth driver for the increases we've seen over the last number of years. So while we've had good traction and good performance in the Irish market for organics, it's really the international market that's really driving the additional demand that we have for organic growers.
And of course, from the whole area of sustainability, high quality organics really tip all the boxes. As regards the growers you have at present, what kind of catchment area are your growers in, and what type of numbers are we talking about supplying Flahavans in Kilmac, Thomas, of organic oats?
Yeah, look, we've got a pretty broad spread of organics. We take organics right up and down the country, anywhere from as far north as Donegal, as far west as Galway, and as far south as Cork. So we're properly across nearly all 32 counties in terms of where our supply is coming from. So it's a really a distributor base for the organics piece, and like you say, it's a super sustainable growth and a super sustainable product that we have, and does tick all the boxes. So yeah, really encouraged with it.
Now, of course, it's the premium product, and this is where tillage farmers over the last number of years, particularly this year as well, a very bad base price across wheat, barley and oats, but it's the added value, and organics give you this. And before we came on air, you mentioned that oats, the general oats, the conventional oats this year is around 200-205 euro a tonne, but the organic is 410 euro a tonne.
Yeah, so there's this quite a big differential. And look, there's elements that feed into this. The organic yield is never going to deliver quite as strong as you will on the conventional. But nonetheless, the performance and the economics for a farm enterprise is generally quite favourable to organics, in that we're seeing a number that are on conventional beginning the journey to going organics because they see the potential and they see the advantage of being in that space. So that's something right. We have seen and has been part of kind of the feedback we're getting from our growers and people who are coming to us now and saying, you know, Johnny, Evelyn, team of Flahavans, we're looking at, you know, converting to organics. Will you have a contract for me in 3 years' time when I'm finished my conversion? And you know, on our trajectory, we're very encouraging that we'll have that demand as we go through the next number of years.
So people listening to us might say, my God, €410 a tonne organics is for me. It is a 2-3 year process. And indeed, as regards making that transition from conventional oats to organic oats, where do guys, growers might be listening to us and looking at this option, where do they go for help and support? And obviously getting that organic seal of approval isn't a straightforward one.
No, it's not incredibly complex, but there certainly is there's a time period, and that there is an amount of input and homework done before it. I guess there's two organic certifying bodies on Ireland that we most typically deal with, and that would be the Organic Trust and the Irish Organic Association. So they're the two that the majority of our organic suppliers are affiliated to, and both of those groups are very, very good in giving direction in terms of the steps required in converting into organics. Equally, they'd be good resource through the Department of Ag in terms of their supports that they can offer in terms of that conversion period, which is, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that whole exercise.
So, Johnny, anybody listening who might be interested and need even to explore the whole area of going to growing organic oats, do you go to your local Chagas advisor? Do you go to the Organic Trust, the Irish Organic Association, or indeed do you go to Flavins yourselves? Or how do you kick off this process?
Yeah, so you kick off the process. The Chagas advisors are generally well positioned to give the first direction on it. But in terms of getting the wheels in motion, the organic bodies, I would say, are your first port to call in terms of engaging with them and understanding the process. And from there are organic advisors that, you know, they're equally well placed to give kind of the ins and outs and the nuts and bolts of what that conversion process looks like. Then, you know, that there's elements of, you know, the applications in terms of your department supports when you're in a conversion period. They're all well serviced by an organic advisor.
Listen, it's a fantastic success story. Over 2,000 tonne oat supply, continuing building really on the Irish organic oat supply to meet the 100% of your needs. You're now looking for 50 growers. We'll put the message out there for people who may be interested. Talk to your local Chagas advisor, or even talk to yourselves and Flavin straight away. Finally, before I let you go, you recently had your overall award, your conventional oats award winner, quality grower, and the organic oats winner as well. I believe Tipperary and Cork, where the gongs went to.
Yeah, that's right. So we had two awards. We do one on either side. One conventional, so we had an excellent grower. One of our long-term suppliers is Martin O'Regan, based in Cork. Really, really top quality oats. And I guess one of the things that we find with some of these, the winners inevitably are consistently really top suppliers to us. So yeah, really impressed with it this year. Just went, you know, it was we had independent judges out on both sides for the organic conventional. And they were very, very complimentary of the quality of the oats that we took in this year, but equally they were able to very clearly identify winners from both the organics and the conventional. So as I say, Martin O'Regan was the winner on the conventional side, and we had another gentleman, James O'Donnell, James O'Connell, up in County Tipperary. Really, if you were to compare and look at the quality of oats that came in from those suppliers, it was just phenomenal. And I guess one of the things I'd say about the grower awards that we find really beneficial, it's just communicating that, you know, tillage is such a valued part of what I would say such a valued part of Irish agriculture, and often an unsung hero in terms of the work that gets done. Where you've got really, really top quality growers out there, you know, just to give an extra recognition that there are people out there who are just ahead in every manner and means in terms of what they're doing for the industry and what they're doing professionally.
Exceptionally high standard, consistently delivering the good quality product, as you say, both in the organic, James O'Connell of Thurles, and conventional oat winner, Martin O'Regan in County Cork. Listen, Johnny, listen, it's a great success story. I'm delighted that the organics have made such an impact, not alone in Ireland, but across Europe and across the export market. You're currently looking for up to 50 more growers. For more information, talk to your local Chagas advisor. Johnny Flavin of Flavin's to Kilmac, keep up the good work, and listen, keep us posted as regards the organics over the next year or two. Thanks for taking our call. Brilliant. Johnny.
Thanks, Kieran. Appreciate it.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
But one of the big events on the dairy calendar every year is, of course, the Chagas National Dairy Conference takes place next Wednesday, the 26th, in the Talbot Hotel, Clonmel. To preview the big event, I'm delighted to be joined by Chagas Dairy Advisor in Waterford, Seamus Carney. Seamus, the national conference couldn't be closer. Clonmel, Talbot Hotel next Wednesday.
Absolutely, Kieran. I suppose, look, for all your listeners, Kieran, it's as close as we're going to get the dairy conference without being in the county, having on the county boundary in Clonmel. Well worth a visit. I suppose, look, a good year this year, especially up to August, weather-wise and price-wise, things have turned, especially on the world markets, Kieran, since September. And I suppose weather has turned a little bit there lately as well. So maybe a good time now, when there's maybe a little bit of cash reserves there from 2025, turn up the dairy conference. There's going to be plenty of advice and tippets there to get us through a tougher 2026.
Yeah, because as you say, since August, good year up to August. Since then, unfortunately, the milk price is in decline. As regards Pathways to Progress is the theme of next week's conference. Why should people travel next Wednesday to Clonmel?
Yeah, Kieran, it's really about the fundamentals of dairy farming. What the fundamentals of dairy farming is: good cows, good grassland management, good labour, good facilities and good financial control. And all five of those, Kieran, and about generation renewal will all be covered on the day. So it's really about getting back to the basics again and looking at the fundamentals of dairy farming and to see how these fundamentals can actually help your farm business going forward.
You mentioned the herd itself, breeding, EBI, of course, the whole management, grassland management is huge, the sustainability, all that be covered. What are the key points, or the key speakers, or the people that people should look out for on Wednesday? And I'm delighted to see a few milk suppliers be there themselves as well to give their own personal stories.
Yeah, definitely, Kieran. Look, the farmers will be there, especially in relation to, looking at kind of farm structures and how they're working at it as well. Collaborative farming. There's some very good farmer speakers there. We also have Donal Berry as well, looking back at EBI now, Kieran, is 25 years. Hard to believe. Has had huge effect on the amount of milk we're delivering and fertility in the dairy herds. So Donal's going to look back at the 25 years of EBI and where it's going to go again in the future. And Chris Walkland as well there, international speaker, in relation to looking at the milk markets and, I suppose, milk price going forward. An important one to know where milk price looks to be going for 2026. So plenty of farmer speakers there. And we also have specialists like Ruth Fennell there that will be talking about collaborative farming and how working with other farmers, Kieran, can give everyone a better work-life balance as well.
And of course, the gap is always there. The people that are inclined to go to conferences are the people on top of it, because the gap between top and bottom performers is huge. And that's why a day like next Wednesday is for everyone to make an opportunity, put it in your diary to head to Clonmel next Wednesday.
Yeah, very much so, Kieran. I suppose really when you look at it, the top farmers are hitting all these benchmarks. They're generating about €600 per cow more than the average farmer. That's over €60,000 on the difference. Very much so, Kieran. It's a €600 count the difference. So look, 60,000, it's coming along. It's the simple things they do well. And that's the big difference, I suppose, in a lot of these farms. It's just doing the basics, doing them well, and try to generate as much cash as you can at the end of the day.
Now, it's coming near for spring calving herds. Of course, a lot of people are starting to dry off. But really, what you're recommending, people should put it in their diary to hit up on Wednesday. Do you have to pre-book for Wednesday's National Dairy Conference in Clonmel?
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. Go on to chagas.ie and on to the National Dairy Conference 2025, and you can pre-book there. It's €30 for a student, it's €60 for a Chagas client, and it's €120 for non-Chagas clients or industry personnel then as well. But definitely pre-book beforehand, definitely. And as looks at one thing, Kieran, we're on about milk pricing that. I know Michael Freeney will be looking at Chagas Advisor in Clonmel as putting a plan in place to try and get through a tougher 2026. Because look, we're well aware that in the last few years, Kieran, look, the cost of production has gone from the mid to the high 20s. It's gone up now to the mid to the high 30s. It increased about 10 cent a litre, let's be honest about it. And it's very hard to get that cost back down again. So putting a plan in place to try and get through 2026. So I would encourage any farmers that are in the locality, definitely make it worth their while. For a day's work here, it could put a great plan in place to try and help to get him through a tougher financial year for 2026.
So head to chagas.ie, National Dairy Conference this Wednesday next to Talbot Hotel in Clonmel. Seamus Carney, Chagas Dairy Advisor in Waterford. As always, Seamus, thanks for taking time out to talk. It's the National Dairy Conference, Pathways to Progress, a must for all dairy farmers in the region. Thanks for talking to me, Seamus.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
And before I go on to racing and point-to-point front, we had a great week again for local Waterford connections cross-channel. Wins for young informed jockey Strably Jock Jack Power, Jack Road bumper winners at Ayr and Newcastle last week, while at Cheltenham last weekend, we with wins for Knocking, Butlerstone trainer Henry de Bromwich, as well as a great win for Dungarvan jock Sean Houlihan at Cheltenham last weekend. Back home at Punchestown, Henry was back in the winner's enclosure, and also Punchestown with a winner bred by Con O'Keefe of the Kilbarry Stud. At Navan on Monday, Kappa trainer Declan Queeley, who was on such a great run, not alone did Declan train the winner but rode the winner as well of the novice hurdle at Navan. On the point-to-point scene at last weekend's Tip Hunts point-to-point in Thurles, with wins for Tremor owner John Halley, while the late great owner Roddy O'Byrne also had his colours carried to victory. While Ballyduff upper jock Adam Feeney was in the winner's enclosure for Bricky Valley trainer Alice Corn, and owner Stephen Corn were also in the winner's enclosure at Thurles point-to-point last weekend. That's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.